about World War II, December 7th, 1941. There was an executive order by the president, 9066, which said that all people with Japanese blood, whether you're American or non-American, would have to be evacuated from the three Pacific Coast states, California, Oregon, and Washington. It was, I mentioned this because I believe this was kind of a silent war that we went through, because I am of Japanese ancestry and I was included with all the rest. It was war, but there was hysteria, there was hate, there was discrimination, you know, no Japs here, all kinds of slangs. But we didn't riot. There's a Japanese saying that says, gaman, that means you just bear it. Just bear it, don't fight, bear it. And at the time, I was going to San Jose State College, and they are in a quarter system, so I had just finished the second quarter, had taken my exams on Friday. We had to go home because there were blackouts and curfew, so we had to leave San Jose and go back home, which was in Merced County. That was a Friday. Saturday morning, my mother asked the three of us children who stayed up, still were younger and were remained home, asked, do you want to be evacuated and put in camps, or do you want to leave here? And three of us children said, we want to leave. There was nothing to think about. We just said, we want to leave. And we did. And nothing much has been said about that. In fact, people didn't know. People, the general population didn't know that people could leave. We left, my family, and this is 65 years later since the war, but recently I read that there were like 8,000 of us who left. But you know, we, our family, cherished liberty rather than protection. I wanted to have the freedom to move about as I pleased because I was a citizen. I committed no wrong. And so we went to Colorado. I got my degree at Colorado State, and something new. You heard about the universities giving honorary degrees for people who didn't go to college because they were evacuated. Let me tell you, we voluntarily evacuated to Colorado. I went to Colorado State, and who was enrolled there but my classmates who had been sent to camp in Amache, Colorado. So people were free to leave, to go to school or to find work. They all could have left, but there are very few of us who had, shall I say, the gumption, the will to take advantage of the liberties that we were allowed as citizens. So I think that was, I call it a silent war that we fought. You know, I will just mention here, I'm not even keeping time, but I hope no one's going to take the microphone away from me. The war is over, and let me tell you, I do not have any regrets, no sorrows, because I have always felt that behind every cloud is a silver lining, and you have to look beyond the clouds to see the good behind the clouds. And I think my life has been brimming with light and joy and, shall I say, success in whatever I'm doing. And I have had the feeling that God always led me. The next door was open. The next door was open. I was invited to run for the city council. I wasn't a politician. They recruited me. I was active in the PTA and other citywide organizations. And so they begged me to run, and I said, well, I don't know anything about politics, but if they'll help me, I will. And they helped me, and I served for 11 and a half years. And they were good years. There were some troubling times. Let me tell you, the men folk weren't very nice to me. They were little, spoiled little boys. So, and so I just treated them as spoiled little boys and just let them be what they wanted to be. But, you know, life wasn't easy, but you always look for the better side, and there's always something good there. and my life has been that way. And I just wanted to share with the community here today that it really depends upon what you believe and what you want to do. And do it in your own time. You know, there's no goal. I'm going to be 89 in 8 days. So I have lived a full life, and I'm grateful. I want to close with the fact that my two brothers served during World War II. They're members of the 442nd Regiment of Pink, and they are famous. They are famous for having saved the Lost Battalion from Texas. And more of our brothers were killed or hurt than the ones that were saved. More of us suffered losses than those Lost Battalion of Texas. And they are the most, therefore, decorated unit in the history of the United States Army. So I'm real proud of my two brothers. In fact, my oldest brother, can you believe it? He volunteered the day after Pearl Harbor. There's no doubt about his loyalty. So I'm very proud to be brothers of these two boys who went to fight for us. And I am very pleased to have been invited today to share a little of my life. It's been full. You know it's been full. But I have enjoyed being a part of this country and serving it. And I think we all can play a part in making our country better, even in the service or as citizens. You serve your country and your community, and if you do that, you won't be put in jail.